Welcome to the teaching ministry of Stephen Fraser and Life of Faith Bible Church, an outreach dedicated to helping you triumph in every area of life. Now here's Pastor Fraser with today's message.
There's no high like the Most High, and we've been called to come up higher. We've been called to come and live in that high and lofty place with God. Remember, God is in the most high class. He's in the most high class. And so you and I, through faith in Him, can move out of low class. Thank God we don't have to be low class anymore. And we can even move on from middle class. Thank God you don't have to be stuck in middle class for the rest of your life. You can move right in, just skip right over high class and first class and move into the most high class. Now, come on, take your seat, praise God, in the presence of God and enjoy your place of dominion in Him. You and I are called to rule and reign in Him in this life right now. That's who we are. We are heirs of God, joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Everything that belongs to God belongs to His children. Everything that belongs to God belongs to His church. In other words, everything that belongs to God belongs to you. It belongs to you and I. Joint heirs with Him. What's His is ours. And that is the grace of God. The grace of God is all that God is and all that God has freely bestowed upon you and I through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Through faith in Jesus, we have access to all that God is and all that God has. It's freely ours. It's been freely bestowed upon us, freely given to you and I. So now you and I can live the God kind of life. And the God kind of life is a sanctified life. It's a life where you and I are set apart unto God and made holy, even as He is holy. And again, God's holiness is that perfection. God is perfect. He is perfect. He is pure. There's no contaminants in Him. He is absolutely awesome to the point of being just terrifying. Terrifying to anything that is even the slightest bit contrary to Him. He is awesome. He is all powerful. This is what we mean when we're talking about God is holy. He is all these things. Like we said, He is in a class all by Himself. And now through the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, we are coming on over and learning to live more and more in this holy place with God. To live in the God class. Live in the God class. Live in the most high class. And that makes the sanctified life, which is the process of being made holy, an awesome thing. We want to be sanctified. We want to be holy even as He is holy. What an honor. What a privilege. It isn't like religion has painted it for so long. That the holy life, or being living a sanctified life, is a life of you striving to be more holy and to give up a bunch of things and quit doing stuff and to try to be more like God. That's religion's take on holiness in the church, sanctification. But as we've been looking at it in the Word of God, that is not the way it is at all. You could never clean yourself up enough to be holy, even as God is holy. You could never do it. You could never sanctify yourself to be in the God class. You couldn't do it. I said you couldn't do it. Never. It is prideful, it is arrogant to even presume that you could make yourself holy, that you can sanctify yourself. And yet when most people think of sanctification, that's exactly what they think. They think about what they have to do to live godly, to live godly, to live the God kind of life. This is what I, of course, a lot of folks don't even believe they can live the God kind of life, but isn't that what godliness is? It's living like God, huh? How many know God isn't boring? God is very exciting. If you ever doubt that, just go over to the book of Revelations chapter 4 and just check out what's going on around the throne. It's action-packed. There is lightning, there's fire, there's thunder. I mean, there's creatures up there that are just like you've never seen in any kind of Star Trek movie. I mean, just amazing things are going on around the throne of God because God's amazing. He's just absolutely awesome, absolutely awesome. And he's called us to be sanctified. But again, it is not something we can do in and of ourselves. It is the work of God himself. He's the sanctifier. He's the one that does the work in and through our life. And now, I've already looked at about four scriptures in this series on sanctification that reveal to us that sanctification is by the Spirit. But there's a lot more. So I want to review the first four, go through those, and then I want to go into some more scriptures, just showing that all through the Word, all through the New Testament here, it's very clear. Sanctification is not a work of the flesh. It's not something that we do. It's something the Holy Spirit does as we cooperate with Him. Sanctification is God's part. Cooperation is our part. It is our responsibility to yield to Him, to yield to Him, to apply ourselves to His Word, apply ourselves to His presence, to draw near to Him. And as we do, as we yield ourselves to Him, He begins to do this amazing work of sanctification in our life, causing us to become holy, to be more and more holy in every area of our life, which is us, again, set apart from everything contrary to God, which is everything contrary to life, which is everything contrary to good. I want to be set apart from everything that's contrary to good, don't you? I want it good. I want it thoroughly good. Huh? I want it good from the inside out. Amen. So we're talking about the God kind of good where there's no sorrow, no bad added to it, where there's no negative side effects to it. Any kind of good you get in your own strength from the world, it's always got some negative side effects to it. But God's good, no contaminants, nothing impure. Come on, he's holy. And it's just perfection. It's just perfection. It's just good to the core. It's just good through and through. And that's what he's called you and I to live in, his goodness, his perfection, his holiness. How many want this? I want this. I want this more and more and more. And all I have to do is cooperate with him. Cooperate with that conviction that you get on the inside, that conviction that says, come on, draw near to me, spend time in the Word, cooperate, apply yourself, yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. Yield to it, it's all you got to do. A lack of sanctification is simply a lack of yielding to the Holy Spirit. It's a lack of cooperating with God. A lack of this perfection, a lack of this awesome goodness without side effects in our life, a lack of this holy, awesome, God-class kind of life is simply a lack of yielding ourselves or cooperating with the Holy Spirit. That's Christianity today. It's not about us trying to make ourselves better. It's about us trusting, surrendering, yielding. See, religion is just the opposite. It's working. It's striving. It's pushing. I got this flesh I got to work with. I got this flesh. And I got this devil. This devil's just dogging me. I got this devil I got to deal with around here on this. Why don't you just let the name of Jesus deal with the devil? Why don't you just let the... Why don't you just let the Holy Spirit deal with the devil and work on your flesh? Because that's what the anointing is. The anointing of God is God on your flesh, enabling your flesh to do things that your flesh could never do in and of itself. We are to present our members, our body parts, as instruments of righteousness, it says in Romans. But it also can be translated weapons. We are to present our members as weapons of righteousness to God. Turn them over. Turn your flesh over to God. Why don't you just turn that carnal mind over to God? Why don't you just go ahead and turn all those lusts and all those cravings and all that covetousness and all those evil desires and wicked things that try to rise up in your flesh, why don't you just turn them over to God and let Him turn them into weapons of mass destruction? So that you can destroy every yoke and remove every burden. Come on, you're not supposed to be fighting the devil. People learn about their authority and they get that all messed up and turn that into a works thing. We got authority in the name of Jesus. And then they're out there trying to deal with the devil, with a devil that's already been defeated. We were just talking about this Wednesday night. The devil, he's already been defeated. He's under our feet. Jesus whipped him. Jesus embarrassed him. He absolutely embarrassed him. You need to get the message. You need to listen. If you didn't hear it, you need to hear the message on plundering the devil. Plundering darkness. Plundering darkness. It's on our media page. You can go get it in the bookstore. Get your hands on plundering the darkness. Because Jesus has already defeated the devil. He's already whipped him. He's already spoiled and plundered him. Laid it all out there for you and I to just go in there and pick it all up and take it. Just take it on home with you. Just pick it all up, take it all home. We're not to be fighting with the devil. We're not even fighting with our own flesh. It's by the Holy Spirit, by His working in us, Him upon our flesh, Him working in us and through us, that we have peace where we once had anxiety and frustration. Now we can have peace, the peace of God. But we got to let Him do the work. It's yielding to the Holy Spirit. So say what we say, the Holy Spirit, He does the work. He's the sanctifier. He is the sanctifier. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. It says, but we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. So as we put our faith in the truth, as we put our faith in God's word, we believe the truth and we yield to the Holy Spirit does the sanctifying work in our life. Do you see that? Through sanctification by the Spirit, not by your efforts. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, we looked at, and it said, now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. How are you going to live a blameless life? Blameless. Nobody can put any blame on you. No accusations against you. Nobody can condemn you. How are we going to live that kind of life in this life? In our spirit, our soul, and our body. How's that going to happen? It's through God, the God of peace himself, sanctifying us. Sanctifying us. John 17. And again, you know, again, all you go back to the root of every sin, and you'll see there's a lack of peace. There's pressure. People are overcome by pressure, the pressure to do the wrong thing. So when you have God's peace, man, you're set apart from the pressure to make wrong choice, to say the wrong thing and do the wrong thing. God sanctifies us. He brings us more and more over into his place of peace, where his peace is now ruling in our spirit, our souls, in our emotions, in our bodies. We got peace in us now. If you got peace, if you got this peace of God in you, then you're not going to be under pressure to do something stupid and miss God and hurt yourself or hurt other people, mess up your life. Pressure is behind all the mess ups in life. Thank God we got the God of peace working on us. I said we got the God of peace. Let the God of peace work on you. Let the mechanic of the Holy Spirit, let him work on you. Let God get under the hood. Let him get under there. Let him get into your heart. Let him go to work. Let him meddle with you. Let him meddle with those things in your life that you think you just can't live without. Let him mess those things up and drag those things out and clear you of those things that only end up causing you to lack peace in your life. Let the mechanic, let God work on you. Praise God. Just like a good car, you know. Take a car to the mechanic, you pull it in there and say, here it is. You hand them the keys, you leave, you walk out. I mean, the mechanic doesn't go over and put the car up on a lift and get under there and all of a sudden hear, hey, get out of there. Leave me alone. The car starts squirting oil at the mechanic. Huh? Gasoline starts shooting out. No, the car doesn't rebel. The car just sits there on the lift and lets the mechanic work on it. That's how you and I, we need to just get on the lift and just let the Holy Spirit work on us. Let him put some air in your tires. Dear Lord, stop driving around. Some of you are driving around almost completely flat. Almost completely. Let him fill you up. Come on. Let him fill you up. Let him, an oil change. Some of you need an oil. Why don't you just let him give you an oil change? I like my oil. I'm used to it. Come on. You need an oil change. Let him change that. Let him bring some change into your life. Amen. Let him change the filter, the air filter, the gas filter, and all the different filters. These are just some basic things. Let him get in there and let him make some changes. Amen. Breathe fresher air. Praise God. I know it's what you're used to, but trust me, there's something better. There's something better. I think that's a big part of getting a hold of this, is we got to realize that there's something a whole lot better than what you're hanging on to. I know what you think, you hang on, just so wonderful, it's so great. That's why your life looks so wonderful. And so great for so many of you. Because there's this, I can't go without this. I have to have this. Oh, okay. Well, I got to see, there's something a whole lot better. See, that's what the Bible means when it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. The Lord has given us plenty of samples. We've tasted the samples and now we realize the Lord is good. This is good. I'm getting the whole package. I'm going to have a complete makeover here. I'm going to let the Lord do the whole thing. Huh? Let him do the whole thing. Do your whole life, spirit, soul, and body too. John 17, verse 16. Actually, starting in verse 15, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. So again, it's getting in the word, believing the truth, that God, through the truth, is going to sanctify our life. If you got any kind of issues in your life, there's anything in your life, habits, wrong habits, bad things going on in your life, how can we get sanctified? How can we move from that? How can we walk in a greater level of liberty from these things that we seem to still be enslaved to? How do we do that? Come over to the truth. Find what the word says about that issue. What the word says about that problem, about that sin, and meditate on that word and speak that word over your life. And as you do, what's going to happen? The Holy Spirit, through that word, is going to set you apart from that thing, from those wrong actions, from those bad desires. That's how we apply ourselves. You come to the word. Are you with me this morning? Come to the word. Find the area in the scriptures that you are missing it in. The areas that you're going wrong in, where you know you're being convicted about and you're repenting of it, but you keep slipping back into it. When's it ever going to change? When you get in the word and apply yourself to it and look at it, meditate on it, and allow the word of God by the power of the Holy Spirit to wash that thing out of you. Let him wash you clean of those things and make you holy, free of those things. That's how we do. I understand. And thank God we can pray. Thank God we can cast things out. Thank God we can lay hands. Thank God. Thank God. But you got to yourself get over in the word of God. And if you really believe you can get free by the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit through the word of God, then you're going to take the time to do. How much does it mean to you to be free? Well, I know I just don't have time. You don't have time not to. You don't have time not to get in the word. You can't keep living like that. You can't keep staying in that mess. That's destroying your life. It's making you miserable. Get over to the word of God and meditate on scripture. If it's fear of money, well, I have to work. I have to work. I have to work. I have to work. You got a fear of money. That'll destroy your life. Go to scripture that talks about God's promises to provide for you and care for you and take care of you, huh? That Jesus became poor, that you might be made rich. And get over there in the word of God, how my God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ. You give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, it'll come back to you. Meditate on those kind of scriptures and get your faith built up, and you watch what the Holy Spirit does to you. Next thing you know, you got peace where you had anxiety. Come on. Suddenly you got peace, suddenly you got confidence, suddenly you're able to let go of stuff, walk away from stuff, not be tripped up by stuff that was controlling your life. And it's by the working of the Holy Spirit in your life as you apply yourself to the Word of God. As you apply yourself to the Word of God, because we see Jesus saying it here in John 17. He says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Your word is truth. How many want him to sanctify you? Then you got to draw near to the word of God. You got to get in the word of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I've got two scriptures here in my notes together, so I don't know which one it is. It could be Romans 15, 16. Let's see here. It says, that I might be a minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Notice that the offering of God might be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Truth of the matter is, the only things that are going to be acceptable to God in our life, the only kind of acceptable service that we can render to God is service that has been accomplished by the work of the Holy Spirit through our life. Anything that we do in and of our own self, in the flesh, and say, look, God, look what I've done for you. Look how I've consecrated my life to you. Look how I've sanctified myself. It's not acceptable. It's all dead works. It's all dead works. The only thing that's acceptable is what's been sanctified by the Holy Spirit. What we've done by the Holy Spirit. He's our partner in life. We're to be doing everything by him. Now, let's move on into some new scriptures. Ephesians 5, verse 26. He says that he, that God, might sanctify and cleanse it, that's the church, with the washing of water by the word. How's he going to sanctify the church? By the washing of water by the word. There it is again. So again, sanctification. How's it going to happen? Through the word of God. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11. For both he who sanctifies, talking about God, both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all one. For which reason he's not ashamed to call them brethren. Isn't that an amazing thing that Jesus calls us brethren? I mean, you think he'd be ashamed of that. I mean, you kidding me? I mean, Jesus, Lord of lords, King of kings, the master of all. He says, you're my brother. You're my sister. He brings us right up on the same level as him. We don't lift ourselves up to his level. He brought us up to his level. And he calls us brethren. Hallelujah. But notice again, for both he who sanctifies, he is again the one that sanctifies you and I. Hebrews 13, in verse 12, it says, therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Do you see how many scriptures here are talking about? He's the one doing the sanctifying work. Jesus, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood. He sanctified us with his blood. Jude chapter 1. In verse 1, it says, Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ. Sanctified by who? That's who's sanctifying us. God the Father is sanctifying us. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So there it's telling us Jesus Christ, he is our wisdom from God. He is our wisdom. He is our righteousness. He is our redemption. He is our sanctification. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I think it's important we go through this. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. And such were some of you. But you were washed, but you were sanctified. But you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Who sanctified us? Who justified us? The Spirit of our God. 1 Peter, we'll wrap it up here. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. He says, elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace be multiplied. Notice that sanctification of the Spirit for obedience. It's the Holy Spirit that sanctifies us for obedience. He's the one that makes us blameless. He's the one that preserves us from all evil. He's the one that does the work. We're not the ones doing the work. We're the ones yielding and cooperating. Isn't that an awesome thing? That you don't have to try to quit something. You don't have to try to deliver yourself from something, some kind of bondage. You don't have to try to quit, deliver yourself, change yourself, improve yourself, make yourself a better person. You don't have to do that. Some folks are like, what in the world have I been doing all these years? You've been walking in the flesh. Partly because you haven't come to Life Faith Bible Church soon enough in your walk with God. But anyway, it's... thank God for the truth. He's the one doing it. He's the one making me obedient. I wouldn't even know what obedience it was if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit. He's the one that you're going along and he convicts you. He says, no, this is not the way you want to go. You want to go this way. I'm like, I do? Yeah, okay. See, I didn't know that was wrong. I didn't even know that wasn't God's plan. I thought that was God's plan. I thought that would be a nice thing to do. I thought this would be a great plan. I got this great plan for my life. I got a great plan for my day. I got it all worked out. And then I go to step out, and I have no idea that it's completely obnoxious in the sight of God. It's completely off course. It's missing it. That's what sin is. It's missing the mark. It's completely, I'm missing the mark. I have no idea, but I go that way, and all of a sudden I get And then I do I'm too busy for that. No. Huh? And I get this conviction. No. And then something comes to my remembrance. Now remember this, remember that? This is what you're supposed to be over here, and you're supposed to be a part of this and doing that. And say, so, oh, okay. All right, thanks. See, you don't have to be very bright. You don't have to be very smart. You don't have to be very strong. You don't have to be very talented. All you got to do is just be very yielded. Huh? And if you knew how dumb you were, you'd yield really quick. But this is the problem. People don't know how dumb they are. This is the problem. That's why they keep going the way they go. Peace. Peace I leave with you. Are you hearing me? They don't know how dumb they are. People just they're just stupid. They keep going, and they don't know it. They don't know what a stupid is. You say, you calling us stupid? It's okay. I'm in the same boat. I'm in the same boat. You know, I love these people that say, well, you know, those people that go to church and, you know, and talk about God, it's because they need something. They need something. They're weak. They're pitiful. They need something. My answer to that is, don't you? And the answer is yes, they just don't know it. They just don't know. So people just, in their stupidity, in their ignorance, in their spiritual darkness, they just keep pushing and pushing in the wrong direction. And then they're going to be religious, and they're going to try to clean themselves up, and they're going to try to make things right, and they're going to try to please God and be obedient to him, because they're not going to shave their beard, or they're not going to cut their hair, or they're going to wear something over their hair, or they're going to lose the makeup, or they're going to wear a long dress instead of a dress, or they're going to... It's like, it's appalling. It's such pride. It's so obnoxious for man to be trying to sanctify himself. And all he's doing is making life more difficult for himself. And you know, a lot of these folks think they're living a great life. They don't even realize how low of a life they're living. They don't even realize how pathetic they're living their life. They don't even understand that there's a much, much, much greater place that they're supposed to be in, a much greater way that they're supposed to be walking in. And it's the way of the Holy Spirit. It's the way of God. It's yielding and following Him. It's saying, I can't do this thing on my own. This thing called life, I can't do this thing on my own. And this Christian life is so big, it's so awesome, it's so much bigger than the fleshly life, that there's no way that I could do this on my own. See, that's why we come to Jesus. We come to Jesus because we recognize we can't do life. A lot of folks, they didn't come to Jesus until they bottomed out, you know? Until it just, trial after trial, it just got worse, it got worse. They kept pushing in the flesh, and finally they just hit rock bottom. And he hit this place, and it dawned on him, I can't do it. I can't do it. And then they hear about Jesus, and they believe on Jesus, and they give their life to Jesus, and now they come on over into the Christian life. And now they come over, they couldn't do the fleshly life on their own. They needed Jesus, and Jesus brought them on over into the Christian life. Now they're in the Christian life, and now they're going to do that on their own. Now they're going to do the church thing, and they're going to do the study thing, and they're going to do the religious thing, see? And now they're going to do it. Friend, if you couldn't do the fleshly low life on your own, you could never do this God kind of life on your own. Come on. You could never do this. Sober up. You need help. You need help. Lots of it. Lots of help. We need the helper. We need the God kind of help. That's how bad we are. See, nobody else could help us. We need God to help us. Now, God will help us through people, but it's ultimately God that's got to help us. Because that's how bad we are. I mean, we need God to lift us up. He's the only one that could do this. He's the only one that could make this thing happen. We need Him. Thank God we've got Him. Now we're over here, and He's saying, man, I got abundant life for you. Man, I got a holy life for you. I got this awesome set apart, amazing life for you. Come, follow me. Follow me. Cooperate with me. Yield to me. Listen for me. I will speak to you. My sheep hear my voice. I will give you direction. You listen to me. Have confidence that I will direct you. Have confidence that I'll lead you in life. Have confidence that I'm with you. Even when you fall down, even when you mess up, have confidence. I will pick you up. I will wash you. I will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And I'll cause what the devil meant for evil against you in making you trip and fall. I will cause this thing to turn around for your good and for my glory. And I will cause the devil to regret that he ever, ever messed with you. So you don't ever have to be ashamed of anything. Because you can look back on where you tripped and fell and say, look what the Lord did to me. I tripped, I fell, and He picked me up. He washed me, and He taught me. He gave me wisdom. He gave me strength. He gave me more grace. And He put me over that mess. Hallelujah. Nothing to be ashamed. He'll redeem those lost years. He'll take your past and He'll turn all those wasted years and He'll draw treasure out of it and He'll use it for your good and for your glory. He'll make a testimony out of it that'll cause you to stand taller in your future because of those things that knocked you down in the past. Can you imagine that? This is awesome. This is awesome. This is redemption. This is the work of God in a Christian's life. Let's get excited. Let's get to know Him. Let's draw near to Him. Let's learn of Him and yield to Him and flow with Him. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Come on, church. We're moving with Him. It's getting lighter and lighter and easier and easier. You might as well. It's getting easier and easier and easier. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Somebody shout glory.
Glory.
Woo. It's just all about yielding to the Holy Spirit. Yielding to the Holy Spirit. Letting Him do the work in your life. Destroy the yokes. Remove the burdens. And to lift us up. Lift us up. From the inside out, God wants to lift you up. Are you ready? Are you ready to come up higher? can't say, I don't have time for this. This is all a rejection of the Holy Spirit. When we say, I don't have time, I want to get in the Word, I we're rejecting Him. You're choosing your way above His way because you think your way's better. It has to be, because you would never do that. You would never reject Him and choose your way unless you thought your way was better. You really don't believe in this greater way, this better way, this higher life that God's got for you. See? You really don't believe that. Because if you believe that, you do it. You do it. You do whatever it takes. You do whatever it takes. Especially if you knew that He will meet you where you're at. If you draw near to Him, He will draw near to you. But, well, I don't know if He's going to draw near to me. He said He would. That's what He said. He said, if you would draw near to Him, He will draw near to you. And what will He do when He draws near to you? He will teach you. He will lead you. He will guide you in life. You will hear His voice. You don't have to be some great theologian. Again, you don't have to be a very great, brilliant, strong, wonderful person for God to do these things. You have to recognize you're actually the opposite. And you humble yourself. You humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that He might lift you up. Because that's what He does. God never pushes anybody down. He never pushes anybody back. He said He would in no ways reject anybody that comes to Him. You come to Him, He's not going to turn you away. Now, there's people that come in pretense, pretending to come near to God, but they're just playing religious games. They're happy just playing religious games. They're not really drawing near to Him. But those that truly draw near to Him, He'll by no way turn you out. He will always take you in. So let's go. Let's do it. Let's press in like never before and allow the Holy Spirit to do this amazing work in our life. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stand on our feet. Glory be to God. I tell you, it's fun. It's light. It's easy. Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. Just keep pushing. Keep pushing in the flesh. Keep pushing, 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 trying to do it our way. It's hard. It's a hard way. With Him, it's easier and easier and easier and easier. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to worry. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord. No matter what's going on in your life right now, you need to be able to say that. I trust in You, Lord, and release those things to Him. Release those cares. Release those worries. Stop worrying about your life so much. There's nothing you can do about it anyway. You couldn't save it anyway. I got to save my family. You can't save a gnat's eye. You're going to save your family. You can't even save yourself. My family needs me. Oh, please. They need God. They need God. And if you're not going to yield to God, you might as well get out of the way. Get replaced. Because you're just making it worse. I'm just so afraid. I'm so afraid. And we're clinging to things. We're trying to save things. And Jesus said, the more you try to save it, honey, the more you're going to lose it. That's exactly right. The more you try to save it, the more you're killing it. The more you're destroying it.
I got to save my marriage, Pastor. Pastor, save my marriage.
I can't do that. I can't save your marriage. You can't save your marriage. Only God can save your marriage. So turn that spouse over to the Lord. You just need to know how to say, I can't do it. I surrender all. I surrender, Margaret, all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender the kids. I surrender my job. I surrender Aunt Elliot. I'll stop there. Surrender it. Surrender it. The devil comes up and points a weapon at you.
No weapon formed against me, O prophet.
No, lift your hand and say, I surrender this to God. I surrender to Jesus. Now, knowing that, no weapon formed against me will prosper. See, it's not us. No weapon formed against me. No. I surrender to Jesus. I surrender to Jesus. And then you got to get through Jesus to get to me. That's what that means. You got to get through Jesus to get to me. That's why I know nobody can take me down. Because if God be for me, who can be against me? Who? Who? Nobody. I don't care if you're married to him. Nobody can be against you. Shout, God is for me. Who can be against me? I am sanctified, set apart from every evil thing. I am safe, secure, preserved blameless by my God. Hallelujah. Come on, give him a shout. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're coming up higher. Coming up higher. Praise God. You just got, it's like a Ferris wheel. You just get inside and close the thing in front of you. Ching, ching. And just say, here I come, Jesus. We're not climbing the mountain. We're just letting the angel standing there outside the gate push the button and wave. We just go up the Ferris wheel. You know what I'm talking about? We're just going up. Somebody say, I'm going up. Hallelujah. We're going up. I said, we're going up. Lighten up. You're going up. Hallelujah. Stop worrying about the toothpaste cap. Stop worrying about the toilet paper being put on wrong. Stop worrying about the dirty. Stop worrying about all these petty things. Lighten up. You're going up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, thank you so much. Thank you for the truth. Thank you for lightening us up right now by filling us up with faith. Faith in your word. Faith in who you are in our life. Who you want to be in our life. We're grateful for it, Father. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking hold of us and never letting go of us. Don't let us mess up. Don't let us get off track. Don't let us betray you. Don't let us turn away from you, Lord. You convict us. You speak to us. You pull us. You draw us. You send laborers into our path. You do whatever it takes to keep us, Lord. Keep us drawing near to you. Don't let me get too busy for you. Don't let me get caught up in my flesh. Don't let me get into condemnation. Let's say this together. We need to be saying this together. Say, Lord, help me. Never give up on me. I know you won't. Don't let me give up on me. Don't let me get discouraged and full of doubt and unbelief. Draw me to you. Pull me to you. Speak to me. Wake me up. Give utterance to the pastor, to other people. Send laborers into my path. Help me, God, to stay on track with you. Help me to love you and be committed to you all the days of my life. I want to be holy. I want this life that you have for me. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I yield to you. Take me by the hand. Take me by the heart. Pull me. Draw me. Walk with me. Keep me on the path of life. Don't let me miss it. I depend on you. to keep me straight, keep me right, keep my priorities right. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Sanctify me completely, spirit, soul, and body. I'm yours. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
That concludes this message. For more information about Life of Faith Bible Church or Stephen Fraser Ministries, go to our website at lofbc.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the many other teaching series and books by Stephen Fraser. That website again is lofbc.org, and you can always call 888-542-2555. We trust today's message has encouraged your faith and strengthened your spirit to live the victorious life. And until next time, remember, we always triumph and we always win.